to do.
It was on December the 16th. It was cold, so I was wrapped up warm. I was taking the dog for a walk. I stopped at a little clearing. And then suddenly I was drawn to something, something lit up. I looked, and then I spotted these rings, three red rings. It lasted a few seconds, and I was mesmerized, gobsmacked. I thought the object had gone behind the rooftops. And actually, no, not at all. It just switched off, like when you switch off the lights. And then nothing.
The witness wants to stay anonymous, but is keen to find a rational reason behind the sighting. This is why he's turned to the GIPON, France's UAP bureau.
UAP is an acronym for Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena, the equivalent of UFO, which is more widely known.
Antoine and Gilles are voluntary investigators. They drove 7 hours across France to gather this testimony and decode the seemingly impossible.
Our main question is about your drawing and the shape of the rings. We get the impression that these aren't simple rings. They're thicker, like O-rings. Do you think that they didn't have any thickness to them? Were they flat?
I got the impression they were O-rings. There was a depth to them.
They weren't flat.
I wouldn't say the outside was dark and the center was very red, but there was a difference between the two. It was like welded metal as it cools down. The outside had cooled down quicker than the inside.
Did it change at any time, the rings or the formation itself?
It all stayed like that.
The same?
Moving at a steady, slow pace.
And did they stop all at once or one after another?
All at once, the three at once. I don't know what I saw. I'm not saying they were little green men. I don't believe in all that. I think it was an earthly phenomenon, but it's something I don't understand. It was unreal.
Part of France's National Space Agency, the GIPON receives more than 700 testimonies like this every year.
It's a group that studies witness statements from citizens. Aerospace phenomena they can't find an explanation for.
Around 150 sightings need further investigation. Fabienne and Marie-Pierre hunt down rational reasons, like with this July 2023 sighting of a light that stayed in the same place for hours.
We checked astronomy records with a tool called Stellarium. We checked weather records.
For example, when it's overcast, it can't be a satellite or a planet, since they're above cloud formations.
The team uses public records, but also has access to more confidential data, including military documents.
The witness is there, and then you can see lots of sort of noodles, which indicates there's a helicopter, a police helicopter. That's why the police helicopter, which is a military aircraft, doesn't appear on public websites.
The conclusion, police surveillance during a motorbike racing incident. Created 47 years ago, the GIPON has solved thousands of cases, some simpler than others.
Something we see a lot of in July is sightings of the French Air Force, as they do a nighttime flyover. And here a witness photographed Marseille under the snow. It's quite spectacular, but actually it's just the reflection of a light in the kitchen. People often say to us, we destroy dreams, and I suppose it's true.
65% of cases can be explained rationally. Almost a third do not have enough data, and around 3% remain inexplicable. In all, 99 phenomena since the GIPON's creation.
These two witnesses were at home, and they spotted a moving light at the end of their garden, just above the trees. We have four theories: paper lanterns, ball lightning, an aircraft, or a drone.
In each scenario, the investigators never reach more than 30% probability, not enough to close the case.
The way the group is organized is unique in the world. We work with the general public in the most rational and transparent way possible.
En France, c'est le CNES qui est chargé d'étudier les ovnis grâce au GEPAN, le groupement d'études des phénomènes aérospatiaux non identifiés.
The GEPAN was created in response to demand from the general public almost half a century ago.
Plusieurs milliers de personnes ont passé la nuit de samedi à dimanche à guetter les ovnis, les objets volants non identifiés.
It was in the 60s, 70s, when there was a very pronounced interest in UAPs. In a way, a lot of things were missing. We really needed a scientific way to study these so-called UFOs.
It's important qu'ils fassent des recherches et savoir exactement ce qu'il en est.
Back then, like today, our citizens thought, oh, there's something strange over there. I'm going to talk to the people who work in the space industry about it. It was this that led the CNES, after various different stages, to create what is now known as the GEPAN.
Over the past few years, the UFO debate has returned to the spotlight. In 2017, the New York Times published videos, declassified since, showing an aerial phenomenon recorded by the US Air Force. The newspaper also revealed that the Pentagon had financed a secret program to investigate sightings like this.
There is renewed interest everywhere because of the recent US revelations and the 2017 publication of the famous infrared videos. The French population's reaction and that of journalists changes according to American declarations. That creates interest, which has increased generally. People are more interested and feel more concerned by it.
L'intérêt a augmenté, les gens se sentent plus intéressés et concernés.
In Paris, this one-off UAP conference is sold out. With headliners that include an engineer, pilot, and politician, the event is marketed as a credible way to talk about unidentified phenomena.
The study of UAPs is often mocked. We want to democratize the topic so that people can better understand that it's a real subject that is serious. We even have a former U.S. official speaking here.
Brimming with 500 curious participants, people exchange information, advice, and merchandising. Amongst them, YouTuber Paul Pluma.
I was invited to participate with my own stand, but I also wanted to go to the event, meet people, promote my channel, and also meet some of the participants and interview some of them.
The web is awash with blogs, podcasts, and programs, from scientific analysis to more far-fetched theories. A few months later, we catch up with Paul as he gets ready to record his weekly podcast.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Paul Pluma. This week, we have the honour of speaking to the incredible Jean-Claude Bourret.
They have a big-name guest, a former star TV presenter and journalist, a legend within the community.
When I was 5 or 6 years old, I came across two unidentified flying objects in the shape of spheres. They approached my bed.
For Paul, it is important to avoid the pitfalls that some fall into.
It's a topic that isn't always dealt with seriously. You have to say it, admit that there are a lot of conspiracy theories. But ufology generally isn't a conspiracy. We're trying not to weigh into these theories, because this is not our role.
As the show continues recording, the debate moves to the GEPAN and its limitations.
The GEPAN has been around for ages, but they don't have enough resources. They just gather data.
They do an amazing job of classifying cases, but now they need to go one step further. They need scientists to take a closer look at the 2-5% of unsolved cases, and the GEPON doesn't take that on.
As technology improves and to silence critics, the GEPON does reopen cold cases, though. Back in the north of France, these detectives are back at the scene of the incident, working to make sure this case is solved.
It's often possible when we're investigating on the ground to gather a little bit more information than what was handed to us initially. We have all kinds of equipment to help us.
We have tools, some fairly simple equipment to make comparisons. We have a decameter for big distances, sterile boxes if you need to take a sample from the ground, although that's quite rare.
Can you think back to what color the phenomenon was?
It was an orange-red, between these two colors. Suddenly my attention was drawn here, and over there I saw three rings.
The only theories that seem plausible to us are aeronautical. It wasn't a weather phenomenon, it wasn't a meteor, not a balloon. In any case, we will keep you updated at every stage of the investigation.
The witness could have a long wait ahead of him, as investigations can take several years. The GEPON faced closure 20 years ago, but as mysterious sightings continue to fuel fantasies on and offline, this unique public service is more relevant than ever.